Well, friends, it's great to be here this Sunday after Christmas, which just, of course, was just 2 days ago, as you know. And some of us are wearing our new Christmas clothes. That's very nice. Very nice to see over Zoom. And I'm glad we can be together once again this morning. I want to unpack a little bit this reading from John that Diane read just now, just seconds ago. And it's very deep. There's a lot of theology in it. But there are a couple of things I'd like to bring out and apply to us. And it has to do with what Jesus is up to, you know, the purpose Jesus has for coming after us and looking for us. And as I was thinking about that, I remembered some friends of ours who live right outside of Pittsburgh. And we occasionally get to see them. I don't know when that's going to happen again. But we occasionally do get to see them. And the last time I went there, it was almost to see them. It was almost 2 years ago. Drove up in January. It's a 6-hour drive, as you could guess. And it just happened to be that particular day that I traveled was my friend's birthday. So I drove the 6 hours, and he said I could pull into his garage, so I did. And I got out of my car and then directly into his car because we were going to a birthday celebration that was for him. But I was happy to do that. Nothing happened. I didn't feel, you know, ultra tired or anything like that from all that driving. It was just great to be together and great to get right into his car and go to his birthday celebration. And the reason that it was so wonderful for me and so good was because he invited me, you know, first to come and stay with him, and then right away to go to his birthday celebration. That invitation just opened things up for me. I mean, it made the difference all the way around, both times. And that's what Jesus does with us. As he comes into the world, he's inviting us, and he's inviting us to, as you would know, salvation and healing and help and mercy and love. And he invites us to live with him, to actually be part of his household, to be part of his family. And that has been his desire from the beginning, that we would live with him. And that is what we see in this very theological statement from John, partway through the, you know, about the third verse or so. He says, all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Now, there's a couple of surprises in that verse right there. And on the surface, but still surprising, is that Jesus is the agent of creation. A lot of people think that it's God the Father, but here we see that it's Jesus. And of course, they are one with the Holy Spirit, however, and we shall see that Jesus being the creator is a very important thing with us. Being able to explain the Trinity, especially in light of this, I can't do that. If you know somebody who can, I'd like to meet that person. That would be a great day to meet somebody who can actually explain the Trinity and all that's going on. Nonetheless, we know from today and from the scriptures today that Jesus is the creator. Notice also that Jesus in this section is called the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And all things came into being through him. You will remember from Genesis that the world was created by speaking. God said, let there be, and whatever he said, let there be, there it was. And he created the entire world, including us, that way, by speaking, by revelation, particularly revelation of whatever it is he's creating. The first step of increasing whatever it is we're longing for is to see more of Jesus, to know him more, to know more of Jesus than we know now. When we know more of Jesus, we're in the position to receive more of what he's creating, because he's creating it right now, today. And that's true about us. It's true about what's around us. It's true about everything. Without him, it says, not one living thing came into being. That's getting more into the depths of what Jesus wanted to do. With him, everything came into being. In Colossians, we read this: everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Everything comes from within him and will at some point return to him, is what Paul is getting at there. And it's what we see in the reason that Jesus came. It's what John is saying in this particular section of the Gospel of John. It's that we were made for him. He created us for himself. We were within him, and you might say he released us as the act of creation so that we could return to him. His desire and his purpose in all of that is for us to live with him. When we abide in him, as you know, live in him, he tells us that's when we bear much fruit. And that's what he wants. He wants for us to be bearing fruit. He wants things to be created in us and through us. And that's why he came after us. Living with him, living like him, means having the same kind of rhythms he had. Worshiping, fellowshipping, and reaching out. All, everything you see of Jesus in the Gospels, his lifestyle, is what he invites us into. It means that to live with him, that we are living with and living like our Creator. As we live like him and with him, he creates new things in and then new things through us. It's what he wants to do. It's what he wants to always be doing. It's, as you can see here from the Gospel of John, it's one of the things that Jesus does. And when we live with him, it's one of the things that we do with him and that he does in us and through us. Now, the truth of this is, we're already on that path. There's not something special or extra spiritual or weird that we have to do. We're already going in that direction. What is for us to do is to embrace it more deeply. To want to go further and further with Jesus in the direction he has us going. When we extend a joyful welcome, for example, to someone, that joyful welcome comes from somewhere. We got it from somewhere, and it comes from Jesus. It's part of what he creates in us, offers to us, and then works through us. He gives us a joyful welcome, inviting us to live with him. Arms are always open. He wants us to be there with him. And we extend that joyful welcome to someone else. It is the invitation, ultimately, for them to say yes to Jesus. It would be for a relationship with us, or to come into St. Francis, or whatever it might be. But ultimately, because that comes to us from Jesus, it's an extension of that invitation that Jesus gives to us. He created it within us. See, it's not that he created something and then stopped, created the world and then stepped back, like a lot of people believe. He's continually creating, even right now, even right at this moment. And when we extend that joyful welcome to someone else, they have the extension of that invitation to come into that same way of life. It's a sign of several things. We receive the joyful welcome that Jesus gave to us, so we're giving to others what we have received. That's kind of a description of the Christian life. So that they in turn can give it to others. That's the way these things go. And it all comes from what Jesus has created. Having been welcomed by Jesus, we are now invited into his life or into his purpose for us. In other words, there is always more with Jesus. We never get to the end of the line with Jesus. He's infinite and eternal. And God, he's Almighty God. That means he never ends. We will never find completely and totally what it is that Jesus is. And he's always inviting us to come further and further with him. It will always build on being with him more and becoming like him more. That's what he's always inviting us to. Here, be with me more. I'm with you right now. Can you see it? Can you welcome it? Can you become more like I am? Do this, try this. And he'll prompt us this way or that. He welcomes us so that we can live with him like that. And as we live with him, he creates things within us and he creates things through us. As our picture of our life or the ministry that we have or the ministry of St. Francis increases, the way to reach that, to fulfill that, is to see and receive more of Jesus, because it's from him. It comes from within him and then into us and then through us. Well, I hope that was a helpful explanation, I suppose, of some of the things that John is getting to in that first part of the gospel, those first 18 verses, which are very, very rich. What is it right now, as we consider this, is Jesus inviting you into? What is the next step of encouragement and life that he has for you? What is Jesus creating within you this morning that has come from within him? Is it something new? Is it something that's always blocked you that you're overcoming? You never had a way to overcome it and now you're overcoming it? Is it something that you've imagined before but thought, well, I'd never be able to do that, and now there's a way? He's created a way. It could be anything. But what is it that Jesus is creating within you that has come from within him into your life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you have given to us, all that you are to us. We thank you that you created us and are still creating things within us. We thank you that you are drawing us to live with you so that that creativity and that power and that life would flow all the more in our lives and through us to others. We ask that you would continually open the eyes of our hearts, help us to see what you are doing, and enable us to walk in it all the days of our lives, and all for the glory of your name. Amen.